Appropriate funds have been allocated for digitalization, so now we can expect an acceleration of the work. So how can you see on the slide, we have a lot of problems. We have no digital strategy in Poland, no cooperation between ministries, a short-sighted policy, but we built 24 digital libraries. I can say that there are open archives. There is a well-working network, and there is a very good cooperation between libraries, and now, until this year, we have some money to do this work. We haven't got real e-print repositories. The consciousness among scientists on open access possibilities to promote their achievement is low. Moreover, there is no governmental policy concerning new models of scientific communication. On the wall, for the government members, academic libraries are not considered as a partner in the process of building the information society. You also don't use the Fedora imprints or display softwares. We have our own. But there are 26 open access journals published by Temedia and Cornelis Publishing Houses, Polish Academy of Science, or Polish Libraries Association. There are some academic collections online presenting Polish scientific materials which are open, free of charge, and getting bigger every year. It's important that right now there is two new initiatives in Poland to support the development of open digital collections. Their objectives and tasks are clearly defined. The first group, this is a digitalization working group, which was created by the Ministry of Culture. This group tried to influence on the governmental politics, create a digital strategy for Poland, and recommend some standards. And the second initiative, this is a Polish Digital Libraries Consortium, built by academic society, who try to coordinate of digital content providing, some funds, realize common projects, and cooperate with another countries. Thanks to Poznań Supercomputer Center, which designs quite cheap and easy to use software for us, it's possible to open some electronic collections on PICTIL. All of them establish a national network of digital libraries, which currently have about 140,000 different objects. This is a visible effect of the LIPA installations in Poland. Red lines present the high-speed Pioneer network. As you can see, the LIPA installation takes place all over the Poland. Currently, 33 libraries have that installation, but in a fact, there are 150 installations that provide resources to different archives apart from libraries. Right now in Poland we have more than, as I said before, 24 digital libraries in three models. One model, this is regional model, there are, you can see 10 libraries in this model, institutional ones and subject ones. We are really proud that we publish 140,000 items in only 4 years. It's not much like Google make with this huge budget, but I think that the start is going to be. How is our content organized? Differently in different libraries. It depends. Our digital library collection is divided into three main groups: culture, heritage, education, and science, regional materials. I would like to stress that they are not typical scientific repositories. with both digital scientific content. You can find there some new text articles, books, but not that many. The main problem to deal with us, with for us, is that we haven't got the self-authoring module in our software, so we have to negotiate copyright matters with each author. It is one of the most difficult and time-consuming processes. At the moment, we are in the process of discussing about publishing procedure for orphan and out-of-print works with publishers and lawyers. Type of documents. Within the collections framework, we have different types of documents. You can see rare books, handbooks, graphics, manuscript, journals, in different languages, formats, and law studies. We try to develop our collections in accordance with current standards and best practices. In order to do that, we use NISO recommendation, a framework of guidance for building good digital collections. For example, the collection objects are described by Dublin Core metadata. We use OI identifier, OIE PMGH protocol. There is a full description of content and project participants. We have archive policy, technical information, help search, and meta search engine, etc. A good example of a regional model is Kujawsko-Pomorska Digital Library. This project started in 2001. We were somehow prepared to do this task because we had contacts with our European colleagues much earlier. Together, we used to discuss on how to do it, analyze some practical solutions and models. When Poland joined European Union, in 2004, we could apply for European money. Kujawsko-Pomorska Digital Library started in 2005, and now we have in our library 19 digital objects. I can say that this is a kind of open access archive. To establish a network of libraries was a very big challenge for libraries. However, we face much worse problems to deal with right now. We have neither enough knowledge. We have to learn about that. We are forced to prepare some plans for the future as the matter is very urgent. We have a new project of building national data storage improved by Poznan Supercomputing Center. The project is ready by now, so there is much to be done in organizing and collecting substantive knowledge. The aim is to build a system for storing data, accessing through Pioneer Scientific Network. We hardly ever make audio video digital copies. The Ministry of Culture has some solutions for this case, which have not been consulted with the librarians yet. Our task is to assert our rights in taking part in the design of the project. We have also a problem with copyrights and the private works for publication. We need to change the provision of Polish law to help us in digitalizing itself and distribute digital works. At the beginning, with orphan and out-of-print works. We started this year with Creative Commons licenses. We have to implement it in open access libraries. Now two of them use Creative Commons licenses. We don't have a common keywords thesaurus. I know that must be in the bilingual. We don't digitalize museum items and archive materials. Our role is to support museums and archives in this matter. The other problems, Google scans our national resources. What can we do about the fact? Do we have to conclude an agreement with Google to exchange these files, or do we have to scan them independently according to our principles? We have to improve also the coordination of digitalization is still weak. There is a poor awareness of the Polish community, especially scientific ones, the importance of creating electronic resources and making them available on the web. We should promote our ideas on all of kinds of media and societies. There is a lack of model open access repository support with model of self-archiving. So I know that this is a very hard work, but must be taken. And what next? I hope that the joint work and coordination will enable us to resolve some problems in the Poland alone, but some of them will need to deal with colleagues from Europe, for example, copyright problems. As for this, I have no doubt. In any case, the meanness and determination we are not lacking. Our asset is the good cooperation within the framework of the national network. This organizational arrangement we can recommend as a model to the other countries in Europe. Thank you very much.